Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All of these far, far right losers hate women, they hate themselves, and they'll never touch power because we are going to be here to push back. I've been talking a lot on this channel about the rise of these far, far right movements. Obviously, we have far right populism inside the White House and the Trump administration right now, and Stephen Miller and the people around Trump are very far right, but I've been talking a lot about the Nick Fuentes movements because this is something that's been sprouting up online and is a new strain that's been normalized and emboldened by Donald Trump, but it's a new level of anti-Semitism and hatred that is out there openly. Well, Piers Morgan, who, you know, I've been on his show, I've disagreed with him before, but overall, he's a pretty good interviewer. He's good at holding people's feet to the fire. He had an interview with Nick Fuentes where he exposed all of his worst deficiencies, bigotries, flaws, the hatred of women, hatred of himself. And honestly, if you guys ever have any questions about the entire Nick Fuentes movement, hit me up because I've spent a lot of time over the past 2 years studying the rise of this dude. And this is the most I've seen him at the ropes. Piers Morgan genuinely had him looking like an absolute nerd, just admitting that he's misogynistic, he doesn't like women, he's never really touched or kissed a woman or slept with a woman. This is a loser who basically hides his beliefs when he does these more sit-down interviews, and then he goes on his podcast and says this extreme, extreme shit about women, about black people. He has these extreme views that he is trying to hide and mask. But Piers Morgan had this strategy where he said, you know, I'm going to play a clip of you, and then I'm going to ask you about it and not let you wiggle out of this clip, because there are so many clips of Fuentes saying racist stuff, misogynistic stuff. Let's watch this clip of Nick Fuentes admitting that he just doesn't like to be around women whatsoever. I mean, it's really telling. I'll break this down after, but I remember talking to my friend a few months back, and we've always been watching the rise of people like Charlie Kirk, people like Nick. We're young dudes. We grow up in these spaces, and we've seen this all, you know, explode while we're living in these spaces. And I said to him, I think Nick Fuentes genuinely might just be gay. Like, the way he speaks about women, the way he speaks about waking up next to a woman being the grossest thing you could possibly think of, or like going to sleep next to a woman wanting to make him puke. If you're gay, just say it.
To clear up one of the many theories about you, I've no idea what the answer is and you haven't got to answer, but are you actually attracted to women?
I am attracted to women.
You're not gay?
No, but I will say that women are very difficult to be around.
Okay.
So there's that.
And do you think they should have the right to vote?
I do not, no, absolutely not.
I should stay at home?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So basically, you're just a misogynist old dinosaur, aren't you? For a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm the boomer here, but actually, you're a 27-year-old dinosaur, aren't you? Aren't you, Nick Fuentes? All women,
I am.
All women are annoying. All women grow old. They all get fat. Says the guy, have you ever had sex?
No, absolutely not.
Wow, says the guy who's never got laid.
I mean, that actually explains a lot of his views on women. He has a lot of antisocial behavior that can be embodied in a lot of young men. Never slept or probably even touched a woman, which people have problems, I get that. But then he uses that to channel it into hatred to his audience every single day. Here's the thing about Nick Fuentes. I think a lot of people underestimate how seriously we should take him. But at the same time, these folks are so incredibly beatable because of how much of a loser they are. They're all just losers. For example, so here's why you shouldn't underestimate him. Remember that Young Republican group chat about 2 months ago when all of those 20 to 30-year-old Republican operatives and state senators were caught in the group chat saying they love Hitler? Some of them were even 35, 36 years old. They were saying they love gas chambers. Nick Fuentes is trying to create that at scale. He's telling his followers to gain positions of power within the Republican Party. to go into universities, to go to Turning Point USA, the Heritage Foundation, any sort of law school, law firm, top board at these companies, and hide what they actually believe, hide their white supremacist Nazi beliefs so they can all sort of activate one day. I mean, we saw this in the Young Republican group chat. These are beliefs that are genuinely actually growing. So we need to be combating this on a daily basis. But on the other side of that, these people are kind of losers. Like, this isn't an actual popular ideology among young men. Young men don't actually en masse just hate women in this fashion and not want women to vote. This is not a popular ideology. At the same time, there are reports that a lot of Nick Fuentes's popularity is boosted by bots online. Don't get me wrong. Like, white supremacy is something we actually have to combat. This is a real ideology, but he is boosted a lot by bots. He's then asked and pressed about him loving Hitler.
Jokes, although I haven't ascertained yet whether you are joking when you say that Hitler was very fucking cool. Are you joking, or do you actually think he was very fucking cool? The most genocidal monster of the last 150 years.
Yeah, the thing is, my generation, we're just done with the pearl clutching, you know?
Yeah, you might be, but then your generation hasn't gone through what Danny Finkelstein's family went through. So yeah. maybe the pearl clutching has a way to go for families whose family members
were murdered. Oh, my gosh, yeah, we got all that. We, you know, me mom, like, we're... You know, I don't even know who this person is. Why is this person talking to me? This old British guy is saying, me mom got killed by Hitler.
Because he doesn't find it funny when you say Hitler's very fucking cool.
I don't care. I don't care.
I know you don't care. That's fine. You don't have to care.
And Nick Fuentes came across as really immature and skittish during this interview. In prior interviews, he's done a few things. Either he hides his true beliefs and tones them down to try to appeal to a broader audience, and then he goes back on his real podcast and says racist shit, or he just trolls his way through it. But in this one, he kind of tries to take on this troll demeanor. He kind of tries to troll Piers Morgan, but it doesn't really come across that clean. He just seems like a racist, petulant, misogynistic child, and it doesn't seem like anything he's saying is landing.
He does care.
Does that guy care about America? Does that guy care about me and my country and my family? No.
He cares what you, a prominent conservative in America, has to say about Adolf Hitler. Now, what do you mean by Hitler is very fucking cool? Because I think he's very fucking a monster.
Okay. And that's a clip. I think he's very fucking a monster. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah,
I mean, can we all grow up?
I do.
Can we all grow up?
He murdered 12 million people. He murdered 12 million people. What is very fucking cool about that? Tell me.
The edits. It's just cool. The uniforms, the parades, it's cool as a guy. You look at World War II and it's fascinating and it's interesting and it's compelling and it's cool. And, you know, we're just tired of saying these kinds of things. We want to talk like real people and give our honest opinions.
Real people don't talk like this. Real people don't believe that Hitler was cool. Real people don't believe that women shouldn't vote. He does not represent a real massive movement that is swelling up in the United States. He represents a fringe group of young men, somewhat mainly just young men who are antisocial, who are isolated, and who are now trying to grow their movement. So again, don't underestimate him, but at the same time, the movement is made of mainly just like antisocial losers.
And then we literally get an old Jewish guy from England who's going to say, oh, that's not very funny, mate. Me mum. And it's like, shut up. Like, you know, no one is in favor of genocide. So let's just get that out of the way. We're not.
Didn't you just say Hitler was really effing cool? This is me warning Republicans on CNN about Nick Fuentes. Take a look.
He targeted his anger was to have him on his podcast.
Wait, so he was so enraged, he decided to have a friendly interview with Nick Fuentes. The problem is not that he held the interview, it's that he normalized this type of ideology. I think the Republican Party is for the first time being forced to face the monster that they've created in Nick Fuentes. Throughout my entire youth, I've watched Donald Trump normalize, not Nick Fuentes' rhetoric, but a type of extremist rhetoric that the U.S. has never seen before. Now, that is manifesting in the GOP, or at least Tucker Carlson and big wings of the GOP, welcoming in Tucker Carlson is welcoming in somebody who believes the Holocaust didn't happen, or he thinks if it did happen, it was a good thing. He thinks that black people deserve less rights, women deserve less rights.
You know, can't say that about Donald Trump.
The Republicans do
about
not.
About Jewish people with Donald Trump.
That's how I'm saying.
But he wore a yarmulke at his daughter's wedding.
The way that Donald Trump speaks about the Democratic Party, the way that Donald Trump speaks about people who disagree with him, has normalized this extremist rhetoric. He said that we were gnats who need to be taken care of in front of the military. But the point is, a lot of young people are being sucked into this Nick Fuentes pipeline. I don't think the Republican Party, the old guard, is ready for what's about to smack them in the face.
That's very true. Continue.
Not in favor of a Holocaust or genocide.
Do you think if half your family had been, do you think if half your family had been wiped out by very fucking cool Hitler, you'd still think he was very fucking cool? Or would you think that actually he was a despicable monster who murdered 12 million people, who targeted people because they were disabled or Jewish or Romani gypsy or whatever it may be, and that he systematically destroyed people, incinerated them in gas chambers? Do you think that you would find it very fucking cool if your family had been through that? Or do you think you would find it very fucking disgusting? And perhaps moderate the number of times you laugh about it or want to joke about it.
Yeah, Nick Fuentes just comes across as a sniveling little kid. There's nothing substantive or convincing here unless you're like 14 years old. Even then, you can see that he's clearly losing the debate the entire time. I mean, the Holocaust is uniquely important. Throughout the interview, Nick Fuentes keeps asking, why should I care about the Holocaust? Why is it any different than any other tragedy? The Holocaust is uniquely important because, number one, it's pretty recent, like 80 years ago, and it was a developed country committing an industrial-level genocide with actual built-up, like, ovens and actual built-up industrial machines. There have been genocides throughout history, but not a machinery-conducted genocide in a developed country at a scale of that level. That was new. And that is recent, and it was targeting mainly one ethnicity, which is not good. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these breakdowns, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.